Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake. But the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets."
In John 14, verse 15, Jesus taught his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." He repeated the connection between love and obedience several times because of its great importance. Following God's will amounts to telling him, "I love you." Having the correct view of obedience, namely that it's an expression of love toward our Heavenly Father, enables those of us who are believers to endure any difficulties we face. God pours out His spiritually refreshing blessings on those who obey Him. Consider the example of Peter, also known as Simon. Jesus asked for use of his boat to preach to the crowd. Having been up all night without catching any fish, Peter might have given the Lord an excuse. Too tired, too discouraged, a lot of cleaning up to do. Instead, he took a step into a life of obedience and blessing. On the surface, lending his vessel to help Jesus didn't seem important beyond the moment. But as we see in Luke chapter 5, verses 6 through 10, God had more in mind than a one-time loan of a boat. He was going to use Peter's life and make him a fisher of men. God rewarded Peter with service in His kingdom. He wants to do the same for us. How is the Holy Spirit prompting you, and what's your response?